This episode is brought to you by Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic, a 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains to support healthy regularity and your gut, immune, and skin health. Optimize your gut health. Visit seed.com/Spotify with code Spotify for 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can do a lot just by sitting down. You can take a break. Or a nap. You can start a lot of things by sitting down. Like your next journey.
The all-electric Volkswagen ID.4 with intuitive sit to start.
Today's show is brought to you by Barnes & Noble. They are a bookstore that has been in business for a long time. They've sold millions of books, and their name is not Barnes & Noble's. That's one thing that your mom or dad picked up as a weird habit, and it's stuck for some reason, so please stop saying it. Barnes & Noble. There's no second S. Let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends podcast, where each episode of Friends is reviewed and analyzed on every episode. And we go through every episode of Friends and I'm really trying to stretch this out. And it's just, this theme is too long. Josh Kantor needs to do a new theme, but that's, trust me, that's the least of my concerns right now, is how long this stupid theme is. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends podcast, that where we go through each and every episode of Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling, and I'm the host of the podcast, and we have a great episode for you tonight called, this one is episode 4 of season 4, the one with the ballroom dancing. And this was written by Ted Cohen and Andrew Reich, not sure, and directed by Gail Mancuso, and it aired on October 16th of 1997. Now, I just want to say last week's episode was truncated. We had a, what I will politely refer to as, technical difficulties, and we, before I get into that, I want to say I'm joined by Pat, producer Pat is here. Pat Byrne, how are you?
Hello. Back at it. Sunny LA.
Yeah.
And we're doing it.
We are doing it, and you did it last week, and the it was, is he patched in?
I think so. I'm not sure why you wanted to have him on, but he's here.
Well, we have Jason Gore here. Welcome back to Meet My Friends of Friends, Jason.
Hey, Tom. Hi, Pat.
Hey.
What happened now? You couldn't use Martinelli's?
What?
This is a mess, Pat.
Well, we're recording, and he played the theme, so I think we're good.
No, I'm in the system right now. I'm looking at everything. What is going on, guys? What is all this Russian stuff?
Pat tried to cut corners, to keep the money. Gave me the money back, but I think he was being penny wise and pound foolish, I guess is the way to say it.
I don't completely agree, but I was looking as a producer to save some money. Tom offered me money to watch the episodes on iTunes since they're not on Netflix anymore.
Guys, this has all been a bad idea. You being in LA, especially you, Pat, this is all bad, and now this is even worse. I'm looking through all the code right here, guys. This is malware.
Oh, look. My laptop is trashed. Nothing works on it anymore. It took me all day to just get the opening theme to play.
It sounded great. It still sounds HD.
Oh, no, of course.
And thank you, Jason, on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This laptop is being held ransom. Everything inside of it for $3,400. How much was one season of Friends on iTunes?
$19.99.
That's nowhere near $3,400, is it, Tom?
Okay, well, let me just say this. because I didn't get to do this last week because we were cut short. Friends first for the episode. Friends first. It's the first time they said pulling a Monica on an episode. Fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
These Monica are, mentions Dr. Great. Weinberg and Mr. and Mrs. Weinberg were guests at Barry and Mindy's wedding. Line of the episode?
It's the line of the episode.
Phoebe says, "Oh my God, your nails." And then Monica goes, "I know. I never wear fake ones. I only did so my mom wouldn't give me grief about biting them." And then Phoebe said, "No, I'm just saying it's weird you only have 9 now." So that's that. I give the episode 8 out of 10. And I rank them. I don't even care how I rank them. Whatever. I got to say, I'm a little irked at...
I don't know what the problem is. Those sounded fine.
Yeah.
I saved you money, and I think Jason is in his classic overreacting fashion.
Yeah. Well, Jason actually, to his credit, got those few sound effects playing for this.
Thank you.
Yeah. We paid $500 for those.
What do you mean?
To get the rest of Tom's system back, we have to pay $34 extra.
But I'll also say this. This whole thing, the two of you are just bumming me out. You're just bumming me out. Pat, you flew across the country. The show paid for you to fly across the country. And this is, you didn't watch the first bunch of episodes. And then you watched one. You blew my computer apart.
I actually didn't fly. I took a Karma. But I did put some of that money towards setting myself up out here. And I thank you for that.
Okay. And Jason, I got to just say, I still don't trust you.
Tom, I've been back at the home studio hiding, staying far away from Los Angeles, like both of you should.
Yeah.
And you don't trust me?
So anyway, in this episode, the one with the ballroom dancing, Joey chews out the superintendent, Mr. Trieger, for making Rachel cry. Mr. Trieger tries to evict Rachel and Monica. Then in order to smooth things over, Joey becomes Mr. Trieger's practice ballroom dancing partner. Chandler tries to end his membership at a gym, and Ross goes with him to help him for moral support, but ends up joining the gym. And then Phoebe struggles to contain her desires for one of her massage clients, Rick, and ends up getting fired. And, well, let me just say, today's show is brought to you by Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is an institution that's been around for years. There are countless locations across the country, and they have sold millions of books. They have helped to improve the lives and educate and entertain the world through the gift of reading. One thing, though, they are not called Barnes & Nobles. That is a mispronunciation now because I'm so flustered because of this. That is a mispronunciation. There has literally never been an S on Noble. That's the last name of the founder is Noble, not Nobles. It is insulting to him and his family, so please stop. Barnes & Noble, there's no second S, and please use offer code NOBLENOTNOBLES to receive 10% off on a cookie at the bakery. That's the sponsor.
Tom,
what?
Can I just ask you this?
Sorry to snap at you. I'm sorry. I'm on edge.
I'm just saying. I know. When I produced the show,
yeah,
did anything like, I don't know, a Martinelli's bottle popping off all over the board happen, or... Russian malware. Did I do any of that stuff, or did I?
No, you know what you did do, though? Do you know what you did do? You snaked me on the audio files over and over. You'd pull them, and then suddenly I would have to make peace with you. Then suddenly they'd magically show back up on the system.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but that's just friendly back and forth, Tom.
You ripped me to everyone outside the UCB theater saying that the show's a failure and a flop. You certainly didn't hesitate to just trade on that to just make me a punchline in front of your comedy buddies.
I apologized, and they didn't take me that seriously.
Look, I'm not happy with either of you.
Okay, where are we at right now with this? Where are we at, Jason? How can we get it back?
Used Tom's credit card on file, and...
Happened to my... Great.
It cost Jason, a little extra.
What's that?
It costs a little extra for a credit card, but looks like your files will be back.
Well, that's good news.
And who's got access to this credit card now?
Huh?
Who's got access to this credit card?
Nobody. You.
Just me. I put the number in.
But that this credit card went... You gave it to who, though?
I gave it to the Russians.
You gave my credit card.
And then they gave your system back.
Oh.
At KeyBank, we know a small moment like,
ooh, these sandals would go really well with a beach.
Can lead to an even bigger question like,
should I splurge on a trip this year?
And that's the type of moment where we'll meet you with financial advice on everything from budgeting for travel to building savings. So maybe that destination isn't too far off. What do you think, Cindy?
I think these sunglasses would go well with a tiny umbrella drink.
For every financial need, we'll meet you in the moment. KeyBank opens doors. KeyBank member FDIC.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Right. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Okay, okay, okay. Hold on.
Tom, wait, there was no other option. No, this was basically a digital bottle of Martinelli's.
Shh, shut up. Both of you, shut up. This isn't a good episode of Friends. I don't even... You're making me not like Friends now, which is the... This one's...
Me or him?
Both of you.
Okay.
Joey's really good.
In Russia, is it Comrades?
Is it Comrades? Because it's a Russian site.
Yeah, I was just asking the version that Pat watched. Well, first of all, the whole system.
I think you're the one who told me about this site in the first place, which was freetv.biz. And
yeah,
I went to freetv.biz/friends with a Z at the end instead of an S, and that's how I loaded this. And
yeah, that's on you.
And then I clicked. I canceled all the flash things. I canceled all the pop-ups, and I watched it, and nothing happened to my computer. My computer's fine. I sent Tom the link. I told him which windows to close, and I think that should have been fine, right?
Tom, did you know to close the windows?
He said close the windows. I didn't like the fact that they were opening, though. Well, that should be the problem.
That's what happened.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Friends first. I don't have one for this episode.
Okay.
Friends fun fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Well, think at least those things work. In this episode, Joey appears to be a pretty nice dancer who knows the specific words connected with dancing. However, in an episode from a previous season, Joey can't dance at all when taking part in an audition for a Broadway play.
You know, Pat, in America, we watch Friends, but in Russia, Friends watch you.
All right, lay off them, okay? Lay off them.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not fine. You look, you messed up.
Yeah.
You've compromised the infrastructure of the show, not for the first time.
Okay.
But you're not mean. And he can be mean, and I don't like the meanness.
Who can be mean? Me?
You!
I'm not being mean, I'm just telling the truth.
You're mean. Line of the episode.
Well, it's the line of the episode.
Monica says to Joey after Joey goes to defend Rachel's honor to the superintendent. And then the superintendent's like, well, I'm going to have you evicted for subletting. And then Monica says to Joey, tells him to go back to Mr. Trieger and apologize. She says, you go down there and you suck up to him. I mean, you suck like you've never sucked before. Line of the episode.
Oh, Jesus.
This one gets 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, God.
What happened?
Tom, the credit card didn't go through. They're going to need another one.
Another what?
Another credit card.
What is going on?
But this is going to cost $7,200
as a penalty. $20.
Well, I mean, we were at $34 for the credit card. It went up to $58.
Oh no! I'm saying as opposed to the $20.
Oh, completely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just use the other one we have on file. I'll just type that in right now.
Why don't we just get another computer?
And we're clear.
Yeah. Wait. You just paid it?
Yeah, with the other credit card you had on file.
How do you have a second credit card of mine on file?
Why'd you put him up on the site?
Did I?
I don't know. They both said Tom Sharpling.
Great. And why did you, you just ran it through? Pat just actually made a pretty good idea, a good suggestion that I could have just bought a new laptop.
Yeah, we could have just got a new computer for that.
Well, seven grand.
You should have brought that up maybe like 3 minutes ago.
Well, I thought I said it before you did.
Oh, this sucks. This all sucks. This sucks.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. You know, things happen, but I don't think this town's going to let us down. Not the town I know.
Rate the friends, Joey, Chan. I don't even know what to rate them. I have lost the taste for this whole thing because of this. So, everyone, I'm going to pull it together. We'll get it all together. Welcome. No, it's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to Meet My Friends and Friends. We'll be back with another episode, and I appreciate it. And thanks, everyone. And
oh God,
keep listening. So,
oh God, oh God, oh God.
What?
They charged both cards.
I don't know what that means.
They charged both of your credit cards.
How much?
What's 7,200 times two?
$14,400.
Okay, Tom, call your bank right now and say there was a miss.
Oh, great. This is my project now.
Well, okay, then give me the number. I'll call your bank right now.
Yeah, let Pat call the bank. That's a great idea.
No, I don't want either of you to. I guess I have...
We're going to have to do it ASAP because I...
Yeah, before Jason throws in another... Before he uses a...
It's fine. It's fine. Look, I'm offering help right now. All right?
Yeah.
What do you think I'm doing? Why am I in the system? Why did I log in? I come in to help, and I come in to save
your guys' credit cards every time.
All right, I'm in. This is it.